Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And we welcome Matt to the show. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My girlfriend, Bryn.
Your girlfriend, Bryn. Okay, why are we putting Bryn to the test?
Well, all right, I was over at her apartment last weekend, and when I was in her bathroom, I noticed the kind of, like, the reflection in the light of her bathroom floor, and I could see the outline of either a shoe or a boot, and it was definitely not a girl's boot. It was a guy's.
Oh, okay. So you saw this where? In her bathroom?
Yeah. It's not obvious when you, like, walk in there, but when you see the light hit the floor from, like, a certain angle, you could tell it's definitely a guy's boot.
Okay. And stupid question here, but are you sure it's not yours?
Well, like, all right, so I thought so, too, but I put my foot up against it, and, yeah, it's definitely not the same size.
Okay. Well, so pretty good detective work there. Did you ask her about it?
Yeah, but I didn't want to come across as, like, a crazy person, so I just sort of casually mentioned it, like, I think somebody left a big-ass shoe print on your bathroom floor, but it wasn't me, so don't get mad at me about it.
Okay, so now when you told her that, did she look, you know, like, kind of suspicious when you said that?
Well, at first she kind of gave me this look like she didn't know what I was talking about, so I brought her and I showed it to her, and she was like, oh, you know what, the landlord sent somebody to fix the toilet a couple weeks ago. It was probably him.
Okay, well, see, you know what, something stinks here, and it's not your girlfriend's toilet. So, okay, so you want to put her to the test then?
Yeah, but I prefer that she doesn't know I'm involved at all.
Okay, well, Matt, come on. I mean, that's what this whole thing is about. So what we're going to do is we're going to call her up and tell her she won a free Victoria's Secret pantygram she can send to whoever she wants. You're going to get to hear who she chooses and what she puts on the card, okay?
Yeah, it works, yep.
Okay, and before we get started, I have to ask you, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach a Bryn, please.
This is Bryn.
Hey, Bryn, my name is Tim. I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
hanging in there, kind of riding out the last part of this whole shutdown thing like everybody else, you know?
Oh, my gosh, definitely. I know what you mean.
So let me tell you why I was calling. I wasn't sure if you saw the email we sent you. It might have went into your spam folder, but we started a new promotion for 2021 where every month we draw names of customers from our database, and we give those people little thank you prizes. And this month you were one of our chosen winners.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. My God, that's awesome.
Yeah, actually, if you have time, I can tell you about the prize you won.
Sure. I've got plenty of time for a prize.
Okay, so we do different prizes every month. This prize for this month is called the VS Pantygram, and the way it works is it's like a telegram that you would send to that special someone in your life, and instead of like a boring old telegram, it's a tiny box with real lace panties inside with a note from you. So let's say you want to send a sexy message to your boyfriend. He opens the box. There's real lace panties inside. A note from you. It says, like, I'll model these for you later, or can't wait to show you the rest, or something like that. So it's sort of a surprise for him, but it's from you.
Wow. Okay. I gotcha. So what do you need me to do?
So the first thing I need to know is if you actually want to do it or not, because you do have the option to say no thanks.
No, I definitely want to do it. Let's
okay.
do it.
So I need a few things from you then. The first thing is, what color panties do you want to send? We have red, black, or pink.
Let's go with red.
All right. And I need to know who you would like your pantygram sent to. I need that person's first and last name.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Let's see. Who do I want to send this to? Okay. So, all right. So his first name is Rich and his last name is B, which is spelled, B S F.
Okay. Now, like I said, the whole idea behind this is the message that you want to leave on the card. So what message would you like to leave on your pantygram?
Okay, you're putting some pressure on me here. let me think a sec. So he has this nickname for me, which is Skittles. So maybe put something like from Skittles on the card. I don't know.
Skittles the candy. Okay.
Yeah.
So just from Skittles. You don't want any kind of sexy message to go with it?
Let me think. How about, I know. Let me know when you're ready to taste the rainbow.
What the f***? Oh, snap! Are you f***ing kidding me? Taste the f***ing rainbow? Who the hell is this?
Well, that is the typical response of somebody who just got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, or in this case, in the candy jar. So, Matt, is this Skittles' nickname something everybody calls her, or is it maybe just this dude, whoever he is?
No, I've never heard that in my f***ing life.
Okay. Any idea where it might have come from?
No.
Okay. So, does she really like Skittles? I mean, have you seen her eating them a lot?
Not that I can remember. I don't even know she likes Skittles.
Okay. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe he does. Or maybe Skittles means something besides Skittles. I mean, at least he doesn't call her Kit Kat and ask if he can break him off a piece. Or Mounds. Or Big League Chew. Or I don't even want to think about involving a Butterfinger.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.